At 6:30, partly clear, 41 degrees. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. An Oklahoma House committee advances the first of the Step Up Oklahoma tax plans. Lincoln County Representative Kevin Wallace voted for the bill, but admitted he didn't like it.
Do I love this package? Absolutely not. Do I think it's the right thing to do for the state? Absolutely. So I'm asking you today to be a leader to move the state forward.
The measure increases the gross production tax on energy as well as the tobacco tax and the motor fuel tax. The measure passed 21-5. Now another measure giving teachers a $5,000 pay raise also cleared that same committee later in the day. Bixby resident Matt Dodson has been appointed to the Bixby School Board. The post became open when no one filed for the position with the election board. The Bixby School District has been engulfed in controversy following allegations of sexual assault on a football player by other team members. The assault apparently took place at the home of former superintendent Kyle Wood and was not immediately reported to authorities. The latest numbers show 3,000 hospitalizations in Oklahoma due to the flu. That is a record. 129 of those cases have been fatal. That's one shy of the all-time record. Jamie Dukes with the Oklahoma Health Department says Tulsa County has the most hospitalizations and deaths from the flu.
Tulsa is reporting 23 of those deaths. And so, yes, it looks like countywide, we're only reporting Tulsa County and Oklahoma County at this time, but we are showing 748 hospitalizations and 23 deaths for Tulsa County.
Now, a free vaccination clinic will be held at Tulsa's Woodland Hills Mall tomorrow from 10 until 2. The for sale sign is once again back up in front of the Harweldon Mansion in Tulsa. The family that owns Bodine's Seafood was set to buy the historic site, but has had a change of heart. The mansion has served as the offices and event space for the Arts and Humanities Council. It can be yours for $4.2 million. About a quarter-mile stretch of 36th Street North is going to be closed for several months. That roadway between Lewis and Mohawk Boulevard is being resurfaced. Well, don't let today fool you. Winter is back starting tonight. The National Weather Service says we will be hit in the face with an Arctic blast.
Overall precipitation amounts will be low. However, even very limited amounts of freezing precipitation can impact travel, especially elevated surfaces such as bridges and overpasses.
The cold weather will stay with us through the weekend. Our weather forecast, sunny and breezy today, 62 for a high, then the wind shift tonight to the north and turning sharply colder with that wintry mix, down to 25 for an overnight low. Right now, partly clear and 41. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.